Chapter 1. It's time. Wayne, a couple of years ago, you posted a video from the scar of a wildfire about something God put on your heart regarding creation groaning in its futility for the sons and daughters to be revealed. What you heard was, it's time. Do you remember that? I have had the same stirring in my heart. What do you see now looking back? Lena, 25-year-old college student from North Carolina. Lena, I don't know how you find time to write me as demanding as your university courses are these days, but I'm glad you did. Are you still thinking of starting on your doctorate next year? Knowing these same words stir in your heart during your studies encourages me. To find young people with a heart for God's reality in this ever-darkening age makes me rejoice. You are a treasure, and I pray God continues to draw you closer to His heart and reveal to you the mysteries of His love and care for you as the future unfolds. Few days go by when I don't contemplate the message behind the video I recorded on March 29, 2021. As I stood in the burn scar of the Creek wildfire that destroyed 400,000 acres of forested mountains in the Sierra Nevadas around Shaver Lake, the devastation and sorrow of creation disturbed me. That's when those two words popped into my mind. It's time. Like a cool, refreshing breeze on a hot day, they raised the hair on my arms and caused something deep within to rise. At that point, I had no idea what these words meant, even though I felt hope that new life was already at work beneath the ashes surrounding my feet. I knew the seeds were already germinating, unseen. In a matter of weeks, new plants emerged out of the charred landscape and over time replenished the forest with trees, shrubs, and wildflowers.